What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Start up your weekend, your Friday, right here on B&E. Excited to be with you. Excited to get you into the weekend. The best NFL weekend of the year is on tap. I know Championship Sunday next week, a lot of people like. I don't know, I like getting two games. I get Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Double.
Double headers, yep. Both days. The riffraff, as we call it, is gone. There's no more Buccaneers hanging around. No more third-string Dolphins quarterbacks or second-string Ravens quarterbacks. It's all headliners. I mean, think about the quarterbacks in the AFC, all under 30 years old. The new era of football with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence going head-to-head. As we've said, they've won a combined 28 consecutive games, those four teams. That's really incredible. All of them playing really good football right now. In the NFC, it's is this Dak Prescott's year? I mean, he is.
I mean, that's how I got to feel. Is this the year for Dak?
Well,
take them over.
Whatever we think of Dak, like factually, he is the most accomplished quarterback in the NFC playoffs right now. Jalen Hurts has never won a playoff game. Brock Purdy's won one. He won his first one last week and played really well. And Daniel Jones is in the playoffs for the first time and won a game last weekend. You know, Dak Prescott has been around this league. He's the veteran of the playoffs remaining. And can he show that against a very good defense?
And he did last week. He showed
a lot last
week.
Absolutely did. Played his best game. Played the best game maybe we've seen him play in regular season or postseason. I mean, he was outstanding in that football game. And is that the confidence builder he needed to continue that and get on a run here for the Dallas Cowboys? So we're talking about it with you. Also, I read this, Buck, before we get to some headlines and this Arch Manning piece of news. Today is National Use Your Gift Card Day. If you got a gift card for Christmas today, actually tomorrow is. It's like 3 weeks from Christmas. You need to go ahead and use that. A reminder. Because you know what? It'll end up in a drawer somewhere. You never use it. Get out there and use it. You like giving gift cards or getting gift cards?
I like giving them.
You don't like to receive them?
Not really. It's okay. I use them to give. And most of the people I give them back to, they actually use those bad boys. Hell yeah.
I use all the ones you gave me.
Those dinner ones are big at this time.
Free money.
We're going to get the price of eggs. Whoa.
Make sure you use them.
I was going to go get some chickens.
You know, I've told you this story before, but you know, you like to go to Starbucks and overpay for your coffee.
I do.
Do you realize that in 2021, Starbucks, they did almost $30 billion in revenue in their 33,000 stores all over the world?
Somebody's got to get rich, yeah.
$29 billion was their revenue. You know, 41% of the revenue that Starbucks brings in comes from gift cards. Gift cards. And I was reading how Starbucks has created this essentially a bank, because you know how many of those gift cards go unused?
How many millions?
How much free money is that? So you made the money. Someone put $20 on a gift card and gave it to you. You never used it. Well, Starbucks got that money, and they didn't have to supply a product to anyone for anything. That's just free money. And 41% of their revenues of the $30 billion is gift cards.
Well, somebody's using them, because when I think I'm getting quick service in a line at Starbucks, when I drive through, it's like the people in front of me are going to the grocery store when they bring it. They're using something. They're using their own cash or their own credit cards. But, man, it's not like, hey, I'm there for a cup of coffee and a donut, y'all. They go there, and it's like they're feeding their family and the neighbors next door.
But if I get a cup of coffee and a donut, I want it to cost like $3. Not a Starbucks.
That's gonna cost
Remember
you
when I was
seven.
Doing the shows in the morning from the Alamo down at the Alamo Bowl, and I got stuck in the Marriott
Starbucks
hotel.
Over, how much did that cost for a cup of coffee?
I told you it was like $9 for a cup of black coffee, a small one, and a bottle of water. Remember I had a cough going back then? I'm like,
man. That water that got you?
Oh yeah, the bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
But use your gift card. Tomorrow is National Use Your Gift Card Day.
Absolutely
need to do that. Here is Arch Manning. So Arch Manning is already at Texas, right? He's enrolled. He's living the college life now, the number one recruit in the nation. And, you know, we know this about Arch Manning. He doesn't take to social media very often. Doesn't do much on social media, which we like that about him. When he tweeted that he was coming to Texas, that was the first time he'd ever tweeted. When he was committing to the Longhorns back in July, that was his first ever tweet. He had had the account for a while, but his first tweet was he's going to be a Longhorn. Well, now here he is, and he went to, I think this looks like Facebook that he's on?
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Ooh, I like that. That's LinkedIn.
Face chat, Snapchat.
So here it is. It's under his profile. Arch Manning, student at the University of Texas at Austin. Observations from my first 2 weeks at the 40 Acres, the University of Texas at Austin. One, everyone wants to help out when you misplace your student ID. We saw that story where he lost his ID. Yes. Somebody already found
it. Three times.
Archibald. He lost it three times?
Yes, three times.
Archibald Newman, it says on his student ID. Number two, everything is bigger in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. Yeah, that's true.
That's good. You got that early.
Three, Austin, Texas is the coolest city I've ever been to. Four, you can get in playing shape just walking across campus.
There you go. It's long. Yeah, you're right.
Five, I'm already slipping some y'alls and fixin' twos into my vocabulary. And number six, from March Manning, 2 week observations on the 40 acres. This is home. Can't wait to get on the field. See? Sound like Sark.
In other words, winter workouts suck. Let's get out there and start playing some ball.
Play some football. Hashtag Hook'em. Hashtag Longhorn Nation. Hashtag Austin, Texas. So, an advocate for the program already, it feels like. Is there going to be another target rolling into Texas? Let's get you the headlines. Get you caught up on the news of the morning. It includes a potential transfer target for the Horns. UBO Business Services brings it to you. The Longhorn football news is this. He told you yesterday that Georgia wide receiver A.D. Mitchell, on the final day to enter the transfer portal, did so. Well, this morning, Inside Texas is reporting that Mitchell has made his way to Austin and is currently visiting the 40 acres and may make a decision shortly. We'll let you know. 6'4", 190-pound wide receiver, originally from Missouri City, Texas, has helped Georgia to back-to-back national championships. 38 catches, 560 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Has caught a touchdown pass reception in each of the Bulldogs' 4 college football playoff games over the last 2 seasons. A.D. Mitchell will keep an eye on that. Also from the college football portal and recruiting trail, Oklahoma State QB Spencer Sanders announces he's transferring to Ole Miss to join that crowded quarterback room. In Boulder, Deion Sanders in Colorado have flipped 5-star cornerback Cormani McClain from Miami to the Buffaloes. That gives Deion his first 5-star recruit as the Buffaloes head coach. In the NFL, Cowboys starting left tackle Jason Peters missed practice again yesterday. That's 2 in a row. Seeming more and more unlikely he will play in the divisional playoff showdown with the Niners on Sunday. Likely the Cowboys would slide Tyler Smith, the rookie, back to left tackle. Connor McGovern would go back in at right guard. Good news from the practice field yesterday, according to Yahoo.com. Cowboys kicker Brett Maher was a perfect 6-for-6 in his field goals attempted yesterday in practice. Cowboys are going to need every point on Sunday. They remain 4-point underdogs, according to the odds makers. Some pretty big spreads for the divisional playoff games. Jacksonville's at Kansas City. Top-seeded Chiefs favored by 8.5 in that game. Saturday night, the Eagles will host the Giants. Eagles favored by 7.5 in the third matchup this year with their division rivals. On Sunday at 2 o'clock at Cincinnati and Buffalo, Bills favored by 5. Yesterday, not a good one for coordinators around the NFL. Byron Leftwich officially let go in Tampa as their offensive coordinator. Vikings fired their defensive coordinator, Ed Donatell. And in Baltimore, the Ravens parted ways with offensive coordinator Greg Roman. At a news conference discussing that move in their offseason, head coach John Harbaugh made it clear that he and the team absolutely plan to have Lamar Jackson as their quarterback moving forward and said Jackson will be involved in the search for the new offensive coordinator. Marquee matchup in the NBA last night in Boston. Celtics outlast Golden State in overtime, 121-118. Rematch of last year's NBA Finals. Celtics have won 8 in a row.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
An astute football fan pointed out, let's not forget, Cowboy fans, the last year's playoff game, Bosa left in the first half with a concussion, and then Warner in the second half. That's when the Cowboys were able to start moving the ball. That was a big factor in that game, and Remember I watched that game when you were watching with me at Isaiah Collier's wedding, and we were watching on my phone from the table, where you never even ate dinner.
I was gone.
Zay's still mad at you on that. You know, petty Zay.
He got his money back.
Oh, you paid him back?
Yeah.
Okay, good. On a gift?
Yeah, I had to
gift card?
I gift carded him. He had to get his money back.
Zay was so mad because you RSVP'd, so he had to pay for the plate, and then you ditched out before you Irish goodbye'd.
Well, I never met his mom, so I made sure that I got in line with his mom, met his mom. And I said, I know all the rest of y'all. Bye. Gotta go watch the game.
Gotta go watch the game. I was watching on my phone right there at the.
But you know what I was there for? The ceremony, the wonderful ceremony.
I was there.
That was his second ceremony, because the dude had like four ceremonies to get married. I mean, just go and go to Vegas and keep the money. But
it was a beautiful ceremony.
Dude had,
but it was
numerous separate ceremonies there.
Don't ever do that.
There's no reason to have like two different anniversaries.
Zay, I know you're in charge over here, but what are we doing on a Sunday afternoon in divisional playoffs or playoff wild card weekend? What are we doing? Come on, February is fine for weddings, you know? February's cool.
Absolutely, great time.
Great time.
February.
I'm sitting there watching on the phone. But, yes, in that game, the Cowboys weren't moving the ball at all in the first half, and Nick Bosa getting hurt, and then Fred Warner, the all-pro linebacker, got hurt, and that's really when the Cowboys were able to start moving the football. Those two guys are scheduled to play, and that's going to be the challenge. You said it, Buck. Offensive line for the Cowboys with Jason Peters out. How does it handle this defensive front? Because to me, that was the biggest factor in the game a year ago, in addition to the Cowboys' penalties. But part of the Cowboys' penalty problem was there a lot of holding calls. I mean, they just could not block the front of the Niners. And this Niners front is very much the same, and they've actually added to it. And Cowboys think they're better on that, you know, in that spot with Tyler Smith, the rookie, and Connor McGovern playing guard, not Connor Williams. So that's the key factor. If the Cowboys are able to, you know, win, at least stalemate the line of scrimmage, run the football, give Dak time, they'll have a good opportunity in this football game. But if not, it could look a lot like last year.
That's right.
And 17 points won't win this game. I don't care what you say about Dan Quinn and the Cowboys defense. 17 points won't because Kyle Shanahan's going to put the ball. You're going to put 20 some odd points, maybe 30 points on the board. You're going to have to go with him, and that's going to come down to your offensive line and Dak playing like he did last week and not turning the football over.
Yeah, this is to me an offensive line game for both teams, actually.
Sure. Well, and again, I give the edge to the 49ers and their offensive line. I think with Trent Williams at left tackle.
Now, Trent Williams is back now for what? This will be his third or fourth game back.
And when they run left and that dude gets out on people, it is not good. I mean, Cowboys have some dudes like that too.
Absolutely.
But
they did it last week. I mean, they got to the perimeter, which still, I don't understand how that happened last week, because they're not a real perimeter running team. They, you know, you generally don't do that to Tampa Bay with those linebackers, but they did it. They got it done with Dalton Schultz holding on to guys' legs and everything else.
Well, let's also mention that on Monday night, Cowboys had everything in their favor except for their kicker. The crew, the official,
right.
Craig Wohlerstadt or whatever. Cowboys now 9-0 when he officiates their games. Cowboys get this game against Bill Vinovich. Bill Vinovich, his crew call among the fewest penalties and throw among the fewest flags of any of the crews in the NFL, because these are all-star crews now into the division round. Bill Vinovich, whether you care about things like that or not, but I think officiating will play a factor in this game. How much are we allowed to get away with? How physical can we be? Because you're right with Dalton Schultz.
How much Jerry pays them?
Well, I got a story on him coming up. But
come on, Jerry.
You pointed out Dalton Schultz was holding a lot and not getting called for it the other night. They see that on film. The Niners are going to try to challenge that. And Dalton Schultz can't be – because go back to last year, those 10-yard holding calls, they were killers.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's 2nd and 20 or 1st and 20 against that defense. And you know, that was part of the Cowboys' huge problem offensively for most of that game last year. Hey, let's dive into our Coach's Corner. It's brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations every single morning right around 7:15 here on B&E.
Audiovisual Consultations and Tom McKay, the really smart guys who never make you feel stupid.
You know who we haven't talked about for the Cowboys, number 88? I mean, what is CD going to do? I mean,
he's got to be elite.
Yeah, he does.
CD, he's got to be, you know, because you know they're going to force Deebo Samuel down your throat and Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
That's what I've said about Kellen Moore. They've got to do the same thing with Tony Pollard and, you know, CD Lamb. Those guys have to play elite football. And you have to, your game plan has to force feed them the football and weaponize what they do. Because you know Shanahan's going to do it. You know, because that what they are is Christian McCaffrey. Because it's fair to say that the McCaffrey-Elijah Mitchell backfield is very similar to the Tony Pollard-Zeke Elliott. You know, Mitchell brings a lot of the same things Zeke does at this point. Power back.
Right.
Can hump it up through the middle, between the tackles with some authority and wear down a defense a little bit. You know, we know what McCaffrey is. He's one of the best, you know, players in the league with the ball in his hands.
When he's great in space.
And I don't agree with Skip Bayless, who, by the way, Skip Bayless has gone on the record this week saying he thinks Tony Pollard is better than Christian McCaffrey. I don't agree with that. Christian McCaffrey is better than Tony Pollard. But, I mean, the Cowboys' answer to Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, is Tony Pollard, CeeDee Lamb,
mm-hmm.
and Dalton Schultz. And can those three guys rise up and play to that level? I mean, can they play? Can CeeDee Lamb make big plays? You know, move the chains. Remember last year, they didn't even throw it to CeeDee Lamb. Like CeeDee Lamb ended up the game with like two catches. And remember afterwards, Troy Aikman had done the broadcast, and Troy Aikman went on radio in Dallas as like, what are they doing? Get the ball to CeeDee Lamb.
Defensive coordinator for San Francisco is pretty good right now, and he's pretty smart. He's not letting Dalton Schultz get eight balls in a game. He's not letting that happen. Well, you got to take that away from Dak.
I love the chess match, but again, you can't. Last year, it was almost like they didn't even try to go to CeeDee. And, you know, just basic little quick throws where someone's got to make a tackle in space.
That's right.
CeeDee needs to be a huge factor in this game, in my mind. He and Pollard, those are your two best weapons. They have to be a factor if you're going to score enough points against a very good defense. They need to win their individual matchup.
San Francisco better not forget about Michael Gallup because...
No, I agree with that.
I mean, he hasn't been as explosive as you thought he was going to be by this time. It seems like he's played enough games to really be explosive. But that dude doesn't miss balls. He's not one of those guys. If he gets around the ball, if it's high, he makes catches. He's got strong hands. I like the way when he's truly healthy, he is a great number two.
Perfect number two.
Yeah, he's a great number two.
Agree. But again, in this game, it's about your big time players playing big time, and that's the factor. I mean, and we know with a rookie quarterback, Kyle Shanahan's very aware. He's got a rookie quarterback. He's going to make sure that it's force-fed to his best players. He's not going to rely on Brock Purdy to win this game.
I mean, what are you going to get out of Zeke? What are you going to get his 35 yards and call that, Zeke had a good day?
That's what he is now.
Yeah.
And he'll be good at the goal line sometimes.
Yeah, he gets you a two-yard touchdown.
Yeah, I'm good with that. But that's very much what Elijah Mitchell brings for the Niners. I mean, it's going to be Christian McCaffrey, which, you know, again, in this game, Cowboys have the edge at quarterback, in my opinion. But that's where Kyle Shanahan's coaching comes in. He's not going to let this game be on Brock Purdy. He's going to make this game... You know, easy passes
and
screens and, you know, get it to the playmakers. And that's where the Cowboys have to be with Kellen Moore because they're playing a great defense. It was a fail.
Kellen Moore did it last week. I don't care how bad Tampa Bay was.
Well, it was a fail last year because you didn't get CeeDee Lamb involved at all.
Right.
And that was when you still had Amari Cooper last year in this game.
I thought Kellen Moore did really well against a bad team last week. He didn't let a bad team keep him from being creative. I thought he was really creative last week.
Hey, let's get to a story we all can agree with. I think you and I and Ty will all agree on this. And it revolves around Jerry Jones, okay? Has nothing to do with this game. But Jerry Jones, you know, the legislature has opened here, right? Okay. The session has opened here in Austin.
Yes, everybody's hanging out.
Pretty clear that Jerry Jones plans to make a one specific piece of legislation important to him, and that is to legalize sports betting in Texas. Jerry is all on board to legalize sports betting in Texas. On his weekly radio interview on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas on Tuesday, Jones was pretty clear. He said, sports betting really needs to be addressed at this time. The 88th Texas Legislature is in session. He said, quote, there's a huge amount of gaming going around sports at this time, and to have all of the benefits and controls over it, it needs to be recognized and parameters and discipline put in it. The benefits could lower some property tax and certainly help to educate our great state's children. Oh, man, listen to Jerry.
Yeah, that's right. He's like me. He's like me.
The benefits,
help that lottery.
It's all for the kids.
The benefits could lower some property tax and certainly help educate our great state's children.
There you go. Help the kids.
All of those things can be enhanced by something that's presently going on in a big way. We should be getting the benefit of that as citizens of Texas. Other states surrounding us are, it's time to set up some rules. Other states around us are, it's time to set up some rules and execute. And look, I mean, we've talked about this a lot. You know, do people who live in Texas participate in sports gambling?
Yes.
Like, where do they spend their dollars?
Either Vegas, Oklahoma, or Louisiana.
Yes. And why wouldn't you want to try to keep that money in-house in the state of Texas? It's a fair question. If it's already being, I mean, marijuana is the same deal, too.
How do you go to church and live with yourself?
That's between you and your church.
There you go.
Isn't it?
It is.
And no one's going to force you to bet. You don't have to.
No.
But if thousands and thousands and millions of Texans are already doing it and are having to go to other states to do it, why wouldn't you do it, allow it to be done here?
Well, would that make casinos legal here too? Or would it just be like you can get on one of these apps?
Well, it all depends on what they do, on how they
do it. Because all these other states.
Well, that's what Jerry's saying. Figure out which one you're going to do.
You know Jerry will be fully involved. He'll have
of
a full sports betting casino up there at Texas Live.
All the other states have, like, casinos, too, right?
Sure.
Like table games and stuff like that.
Louisiana does. Slot machines.
I think Jerry was pretty clear with his words. He wants sports betting. He wants the – because you can do one without the other.
True.
You can do one without the other.
A giant sport. Texan Live, that'd be the perfect setup for
Otama Park. There. Thank you very much.
I mean, come on.
Built for it. Always has been.
And again, I'm sure there are people listening who disagree. The question would be why. If it's already being done and money is being spent
and your people are leaving your state, getting out
and the money's going
money.
To other states, why wouldn't, as Jerry said, why wouldn't you try to corral that? Because we can help educate our great state's children.
There you go.
Come on.
Or just spend more money in the lottery.
Or exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how is it any different than that?
It's not.
And you can already like do DraftKings, like those little fantasy.
It's a morality play. It comes on moral lines. And I've been told from a lot of folks who work high levels of the Capitol that gambling and marijuana will never be legal in Texas.
Money talks.
And I always say, why? I mean, are Texans going out of the state to buy their gummies and the marijuana that they want in large numbers of dollars? Why would you allow that to leave?
I always look and I say,
and I don't use that marijuana, but at the same time, I know a lot of people do.
These big buildings being built in our city. Can you imagine if one of those was a casino? You know how packed it would be? I mean, all the people in the legislature just say, oh, we don't want it. Guess where they'd be at lunchtime?
I'd have a hard time getting here in the mornings.
It'd be more crowded.
Or you'd be there at 5 o'clock. You'd be there at 5.
I'd be coming from there.
Oh, yeah.
Ty would never make it on time.
Oh.
It'd be more crowded than the church on Sundays, I bet. And the church on Sundays is pretty crowded.
That money can do the Lord's work, helping them kids, right?
Well, and you know, people say, well, you don't want to. It's one of those things. If no one was already doing it, you'd say, well, you're trying to protect people from themselves.
High crime.
It's already being done.
Yeah, they'll talk about high crime and everything else. There'll be all kinds of.
And obviously, the numbers are pretty obvious. How much revenue that the states of Louisiana and Oklahoma and Nevada are making off of Texans, you spending their money in those states, which is going, you know what it's doing? That's going to educate that state's great children. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Louisiana's great children?
Yeah. All of our money's going to educate those
if
kids.
If they legalized gambling here, it would kill Louisiana. Would it not?
You know they're fighting against it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want it to stay just the way it is right here.
Well, they like the folks. Well, it's not surprising that there are casinos, you know, right across the border in Lake Charles, and then if you go up to Windstar in Oklahoma, I mean, it's not far.
Right just across the border.
Right just across the border. So it's easy to get to. So, they would fight against it. But, you know, guys like Jerry Jones and, you know, Tillman Fertitta down in Houston, owner of the Rockets, I mean, they're going to push forward heavily because they're already set up to launch as soon as it's legal.
They got facilities ready to go.
Kima Boardwalk down in Houston and Galveston. And the casinos will be up and running, or at least sports betting parlors will be up and running pretty darn quickly. We'll take your thoughts on it. That's Jerry Jones. He's got a team in the playoffs, but he's also looking at sports betting. The legislature and the session is underway.
Thank God you got an NFL team, and you're going to have an NBA team soon in Vegas.
And we're having the debate this morning, but safe to say that debate's going to be had over the next couple of months in session. And it's... got a lot of advocates. We'll take your thoughts on it. Specs text line 512-337-3776. We'll also hit the divisional playoff games. Longhorns in Morgantown tomorrow playing some hoops. Big game there. Also, Ty will lead us through some hot or not topics for the end of the hour. It's B&E with you on the Horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Talking Cowboys, Niners, and that's right, educating the children. Educating the children.
Absolutely.
Through sports gambling. Jerry Jones, your thoughts on that. Also, Texas Hoops playing at West Virginia tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Don't forget that game's on while you're watching, you know, Chiefs-Jags and getting ready for the Eagles-Giants game that night. Make sure you got a TV or you're listening on the radio to Horns Mountaineers from Morgantown. That's 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Part of a big-time Big 12 slate, as usual, on a Saturday afternoon and into the evening. Buck, you might have heard the spot in there for Horseshoe Bay Resort. I want to thank Anthony Holder and the team out at Horseshoe Bay Resort. We were out there yesterday myself and Charlie Wilson from Callahan's General Store.
Did you see Brian? Brian, what was he out there?
Brian was too busy. We did speak to Brian. Is a busy dude. That is a busy place at the Horseshoe Bay Resort. And we did speak with Megan, the marketing manager, mm-hmm. for some stuff for their website and for our digital team. But yeah, we got to play Slick Rock and Omar Uresti, of course, who is our pro on our Callahan's General Store tour of Texas golf courses. Slick Rock is the original of the courses out there at the Horseshoe Bay. 50 years old, like me. Born in 1972, Robert Trent Jones. That was the first of the courses. And I've got five of them out there now with Slick and then Apple and Ram and
good Lord,
Summit Rock and all those beautiful golf courses. So get out there, do a great staycation at Horseshoe Bay Resort, play some golf, and enjoy yourself. It was a lot of fun out there yesterday. So we'll be looking on our digitals, on our socials, and the video will be out with Omar. Omar can play some golf, I'll just tell you. He is a professional and has been for a long, long time. He hits that ball long and straight, and it's fun to watch him. We had a good time yesterday. So those videos will be coming out, all the digital info about Slick Rock and Horseshoe Bay. So thanks to them for being so hospitable to us yesterday. Still trying to figure out why Spencer Sanders would want to go to Ole Miss. I'm not getting this. Has someone explained it to me yet? I don't know. I don't get this. Spencer Sanders, how long did he play at Oklahoma State? Seemed like 6 years.
6 years.
But somehow in this day and age, he still has eligibility left. So he's transferring to Ole Miss, where Ole Miss already has Jackson Dart, who led them last year, and he's still there. And then the former four-star LSU transfer quarterback, Walker Howard, transferred in too.
And Dart is more of a runner than a passer. That's, Ty, do you believe that?
No.
He's not?
No, he's, I mean,
about 50-50 with him.
He's kind of like Hudson Card, I would say.
Okay.
Similar. Ooh, I think Hudson Card's a better passer than Dart, is he not?
Yeah.
Dart's more of a runner. Hudson can run.
I don't think Dart is, like, he didn't come out, like, as a, you know, dual threat quarterback, though.
He was supposed to be a passing quarterback.
Well,
he was
supposed to be that. There's got to be a reason, and obviously he and Mike Gundy had conversations, Lane Kiffin had conversations of what the plan is, and, you know, maybe the kid Walker Howard, who came in from LSU, is going to be a project a little bit, and he's a younger player. And Lane Kiffin's looking for a veteran to compete with Jackson Dart for the job. But I guess if I'm Spencer Sanders and I got 1 year left, I don't want to go compete for a job and maybe play backup. I want to go play. But
they're going to rely on their run game. They want to run the ball.
Sure.
You know, and they've got they've got the sophomore now coming back.
Well, and maybe
one of the best
maybe
in the
Lane
nation.
Kiffin sees Spencer Sanders as an upgrade to Jackson Dart
as a runner, even.
You know, with Quinshon Judkins in that run game and what they do at Ole Miss. So that came down yesterday. The Longhorns in pursuit of A.D. Mitchell, the Georgia transfer. What a get that would be. We'll keep an eye on that story as it
keep him in town. Don't let him go to Southern Cal.
Yeah.
Let that be the last visit.
Well, it's all happening pretty quick. He entered the portal Wednesday. He's here already. And we'll see. There is talk he wants to be back in the great state and educating the great state's children through sports gambling, Jerry Jones. That's what we want to do. But that story will percolate into the weekend. Faux show. Buck, we mentioned in the headlines that it was not a good day for coordinators around the league. There's some head coaches holding on to gigs like Todd Bowles in Tampa. They're moving on from Byron Leftwich, not a surprise. Todd Bowles is going to get to hire his own guy on that side. You think any of that's about trying to keep Tom Brady? That they're going to, because I thought Leftwich and Brady were kind of in cahoots against Bruce Arians. But Leftwich was not up to snuff as an offensive coordinator, and that offense really.
Yeah, and Brady knows that. Brady knows.
But would Todd Bowles go to Brady and say, "Look, I'll let you help me bring in the offensive coordinator you want"?
He's not staying.
You don't think so?
No.
I think that might be what that move is about. But Todd Bowles got to get back to coordinating a better defense too, by the way, because they were just bad this year in Tampa. Also in Baltimore, I think that's a really interesting storyline where everything Baltimore has done would be to indicate that they're not ready to invest in Lamar Jackson, right? I mean, they've had two off seasons now to give him a long term deal. He won the MVP. We know a lot of people think there's a ceiling on Lamar Jackson.
Yes, sign him. Why don't you? What's the deal? Why is it taking all this time?
Right. And so yesterday they fired Greg Roman, and Greg Roman's the offensive coordinator. Greg Roman was in San Francisco with John Harbaugh's brother Jim when they went to the Super Bowl and had Colin Kaepernick. And you got to know when John Harbaugh was looking for someone with a running base quarterback, called his brother Jim and said, "Hey, who's this Greg Roman?" And Greg Roman came in and installed the offense that Lamar Jackson has basically run on his way to an MVP and putting up the big
that's
numbers.
Right.
It was essentially the Colin Kaepernick offense. Well, now they're moving on from Greg Roman. And John Harbaugh, he said yesterday pretty clearly, he said 200% we want Lamar Jackson as our quarterback. Now, there are a lot of people in the football industry that don't believe that. They think they're going to franchise tag him and see if someone will trade for him, and they will invest the big contract, and then maybe they'll go a different direction. But John Harbaugh, whether he's being honest or not, yesterday said, no. Not only do we want Lamar Jackson, we want him long-term, and we want him involved in hiring the next coach who's going to run the offense. You buying that?
Smoke screening, yeah. No, I'm not buying that. I mean, they should have had that deal should have been done by now.
Yeah, you would think, right?
Yes.
This thing's gotten to the Kirk Cousins stage where, you know, it's to the point where you have to franchise tag the player to keep him from the open market. I mean, he's played out his rookie contract. And
everybody else is going to see it for what it's worth. The guy can run all over the place. How is he? Is he getting? I mean, he's gotten better as a thrower, but last how long does he last?
And the last 2 years, he's been injured at the most important time. There's also the other subplot with Lamar Jackson that because the Ravens were a little bit wishy-washy on it, that maybe they thought Lamar Jackson was healthier last week for that playoff game than he says he was. Now, you know, is there a bridge burned there? That, remember, Lamar Jackson had to come out on his own Twitter page and say, I'm hurt. I've got a grade 3 or almost a grade 3 knee sprain. It's still unstable. And a lot of people read that as the organization was not being adamant that he is injured. They were almost making it seem like, you know, we kind of feel like Lamar could play. that's at least their silence, and they're not 100% defending their quarterback, kind of left the quarterback to have to do it himself. Which...
Well, I think it's just tough. When you're negotiating your own contract as a player, I think that's just hard. That's hard business. You know what I mean? You didn't go to school for that. I mean, I know you had to go play school, but that's not what you do. You know what I'm saying? I know you see other contracts. You've been around the NFL. You see what that quarterback gets. You can sit in there and read up on what it says, and this is what your worth is. But you're trying to negotiate your own contract and play the game,
as his own agent?
No.
I just wonder if Lamar Jackson, the bridge is burned for him with the Ravens. And obviously John Harbaugh saying what he said yesterday, that's the most adamant we've heard the Ravens about, yes, we want Lamar Jackson. Now, their general manager, DaCosta, did not say that. It was really John Harbaugh, and he doesn't do the negotiating. That's right. The front office. Harbaugh's the coach. And there's a pretty good line of demarcation.
Yeah, and guys negotiating their own contract have a number. They're staying there. They're not...
Well, then that's what you wonder if we get to, you know, Super Bowl's over and league business opens.
I mean, franchise.
Yeah, well, they allow him, put the exclusive franchise tag on him, but then let him play the market and let the market say what his value is.
Yeah, and give me some
draft
picks.
Because, Buck, I think still around the league there's mixed reviews on what Lamar Jackson's total value is. This isn't just a guaranteed give him Josh Allen money contract.
Well, or unless teams are jumping up and down, they can't wait for him to get to the open market. We really want him.
Well,
Miami Dolphins.
And at that point, the Ravens would then be able to match it or let him go for 2 first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
And then that would be the poker game. Then the Ravens would have to go all in because whatever the offer sheet would be from the Raven, from the Dolphins or...
Dude, they have to do something in Miami. They can't. You can't cross your fingers with Tua. You're nuts as an organization if you do that.
I would agree.
I mean, that's craziness right there. I don't care if it's Derek Carr or whoever it is. If you tell me, and they keep saying that to everybody, Tua's our guy. If you're really crossing your fingers that guy's going to make it through a season,
yeah,
or he's going to miss a couple,
sure,
he's going to miss more than a couple
of
games.
And again, this is the time of year, especially for teams that aren't playing, and then pretty soon here in about 3 weeks, everyone will be done. You believe half of what you hear. Just because they're saying one thing right now doesn't mean that's going to be the case in a month, right?
Sure.
I mean, John Harbaugh can say what he wants, but if they let Lamar Jackson leave, John Harbaugh can then say, well, I don't do the negotiating. I told you what I thought. I want him as our quarterback or wanted him, but obviously circumstances changed. The Miami general manager, Chris Greer, came out and said, we don't believe Tua's any more of a injury risk than any other quarterback. We don't believe he's more susceptible to concussions, but that doesn't mean they're not going to be out looking for a quarterback, right? You say that in real time, that doesn't mean you're out talking to Tom Brady or maybe looking at Lamar Jackson and your other options. Now, Lamar Jackson's problem right now is that he hasn't been healthy in the most important part of the year for 2 consecutive years, and he still hasn't won a playoff game.
Well, yeah, you can. If you want to look at Tua, look at Lamar Jackson.
That's what I'm saying.
When it matters.
Right, and you can't. That's what I'm saying, though. But if you're the Ravens, you've had 5 years. He hasn't won a playoff game.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson wants the same contract that Deshaun Watson has. That's what he's looking for.
Well, he's not getting guaranteed money. There's only one team that was going to do that. That's the problem. That's why everybody – who was the most angry owner when the Cleveland Browns gave Deshaun Watson –
You mean besides everybody?
Well, the Baltimore Ravens owner was the most adamant. He was the most outspoken, willing to go on the record and say, are you kidding me? You gave that guy, because he knows he's got to sign his guy, guaranteed contract.
This is what you've started.
Yeah, well, and that's why I think the Ravens may play the bluff and let him hit the market, knowing that they can match any offer, because you have the comfortability of knowing you're not going to lose the player if you want to match whatever
right.
they give him.
Plus, you can pick up some other players.
Or you're going to get first. You're either going to lose the player, and you're going to get two first-round draft picks, or you're going to be able to match whatever the offer was. So you're in control. Let the market determine, because I think they would gamble that the market is going to say that no one's going to give Lamar Jackson a guaranteed contract of $260 million.
No.
Nobody will. Now, they could be wrong. There could be a team that would do it, because I don't think anybody would have ever thought the Browns would have done it. But the Browns and Deshaun Watson's agent, David Mulugeta, from right here in Austin, Texas, did a great job of playing the Browns against the field and using that leverage to get everything he wanted for his client. Now, I don't know if Lamar Jackson will have that leverage, which seems surprising, but I kind of feel like that's what the Ravens are going to do. Let the market determine his value, and then they can decide if they want to match it or not. And they don't believe...
There are only so many teams you can go to.
Because I agree with the texter in what you just said, that Lamar Jackson is asking for that same contract Deshaun Watson got. And he wants it fully guaranteed, and the Ravens are saying, no. We're not doing that. Just because it happened in Cleveland doesn't mean we're doing it. Now, if Lamar Jackson gets somebody else to do that for him on the open market, then good for him, and then the Ravens can decide from there. But that's where I think that thing is going. And you're right, I agree with Tua. You, if you're Miami, you need to be looking.
And Miami is losing their defense coordinator, too, after a couple of years.
They fired him.
Goner.
Yeah, remember, that was Brian Flores' defense, and when he was out, they promoted, and I think, they want Mike McDaniel wants to bring in his own guy to run the defense. I'm assuming he's going to bring in somebody from San Francisco who's working with DeMeco Ryans right now, because that's where he has tentacles, Robert Saleh, and then DeMeco Ryans and that Niners defense. I'm assuming McDaniel's reaches back into that coaching staff moving forward. All right, we'll take your thoughts. There's some NFL offseason news. Got the Cowboys and Niners coming on Sunday. 4 divisional playoff games this weekend. We'll continue to preview. Ty will lead us through some hot or not topics coming up. It's B&E on a busy Friday.
What's hot? And what's not?
This segment brought to you by Altstead Beers, brewed right here in the heart of the Hill Country. Check out their state-of-the-art brewery, tap room, and restaurant next time you're in Fredericksburg. Altstead Beers, no impurities, no regrets.
Hot not on a Friday, hot on the best NFL weekend of the year. Biggest games of the year, 8 best teams remaining, 4 games, 2 days. Let's get after it, Buck. Now, somebody mentioned, we're talking about Lamar Jackson. Would you be hot on this question? Hey, any chance the Houston Texans would give up 2 first-round picks and sign Lamar Jackson?
No.
You would not be hot on that?
No. Don't do it.
Let me just present the argument, then we'll let the folks weigh in, too. Texans have first-round, now, not the Sean Payton conversation notwithstanding, they have 2 first-round picks each of the next 2 years, so this year and next. So they absolutely could give up the 2 first-round picks to get Lamar Jackson and still have their own first-round picks, which would mean they could use the second pick in the draft not on a quarterback. I mean, obviously, you would get in free agency and you would sign Lamar Jackson to a mega contract to be your quarterback at 25 years old, but then you wouldn't be looking for a quarterback, an unproven quarterback in the draft. You could then draft for position and need. You would not be a fan of that.
No, go ahead and get one of these draft picks and one of these top 2 quarterbacks and get on with it, will
get
you?
Get on with it. Okay.
Yeah, well, get on with life.
Somebody asked
NFL.
Us, I think that's an interesting question. Would you take the more of a proven commodity in Lamar Jackson? You know his limitations, but you know what he is, versus Stroud or Levis or Bryce Young.
I know in 2 years when you didn't get to the playoffs, you're going to be pissed you did that because he's going to be hurt at that time.
Interesting. And, yeah, that's what Jacksonville. They haven't signed him yet, too. So that's not hot. How about this, Buck? Think any alcohol was involved in this? This is Dateline Buffalo, New York. Dateline Buffalo. This could be a problem. A man driving home from the Bills game last week got home, and there was a kid asleep in the bed of his truck. Yeah. Bed of his truck, some kid. It was at the game. Apparently, the kid thought it was his dad's truck after the game, crawled in there, and fell asleep. Got him all the way home.
Sounds like there was some alcohol.
Probably some booze.
Yeah, there was some.
Probably some booze. Also, on the not hot side, we told you earlier, and rest in peace to David Crosby, 81 years old, died yesterday, one of the founding members of the Birds.
Definitely some booze involved.
Crosby,
there.
Stills, and Nash. Do we have a little bit of this, T.Y.? Some of the harmonies, the great harmonies of the Birds and David Crosby.
Season 2.
of the iconic songs of all time right there with the folk rock pioneer David Crosby. And somebody mentioned that was Melissa Etheridge's baby daddy. That's not true. Melissa Etheridge, the great singer and songwriter, she confirmed that David Crosby was the donor for her children. He was the seed producer.
Oh,
she went to him when she wanted to have kids, and he produced, he provided the, the donor. That's there the deal with Melissa Etheridge. That's it. He is not her father, but he is the father of her children. Okay? Got all that?
Daddy baby.
Ty, what do you have for us in Hot or Not?
Well, the Pro Bowl's coming up here, and what is that, next week?
Yeah, the off week, but well, after Championship Sunday, so 2 weeks away.
And they have officially named the captains for the NFC and the AFC, and it looks like Pete Davidson will be the captain of the NFC, and Snoop Dogg is the captain of the AFC. So looks like they're fully buying into this not really being a football game and trying to make it more entertaining,
I guess. Field day contests. They're doing field day.
And
with Pete Davidson and Snoop.
Flag football. Is that still going on? Is that still going to be a part of it?
Yeah, we went through the contest the other day. The rule, I mean, they've got like throw the ball for this.
Playing flag. Non-contact flag.
But Snoop and Pete Davidson will be picking teams.
Obviously, they're trying to hit a younger crowd.
Absolutely.
You think they'll be playing? Or this coaches?
Snoop will get out there.
Well, Snoop is old. That old dude ain't going out there.
Flag football?
Twisting anything. No.
Red zone threat?
No. See him in a corner with some Chiba.
Both pretty tall dudes. I think they're both like 6'5".
Maybe
Pete
will.
Pete Davidson, 6'5"?
Yes, he's very tall.
Really? He's gone through some girlfriends of late.
Long and tall, and that ain't all.
I'll run through when we get back the events they're going to have at the Pro Bowl weekend or whatever, the skills competition. It's in Vegas, so you're just going to have a big party.
Slot machine contest.
And hope one of your players in your league that's playing in the All-Star game doesn't beat the hell out of some dude at a casino like Alvin Kamara last year, allegedly. You know, got to be careful with that kind of stuff. But, yeah, we'll get to all of it. We'll get back to Cowboys Niners. Ty is feeling it. Bucky's not. I'm leaning Niners. We want to get your thoughts on it coming up. We'll get your headlines as well. Longhorns in pursuit of a wide receiver in the transfer portal. We'll get you the very, very latest on that front as well. It's B&E with you. 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Streaming always on the Horn app, on your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com.